Good luck telling them that, I say. He's right. It's hanging by a thread, but it's a drop in the ocean compared to everything else that needs doing in the house. Nevertheless, I add it to my mental list. I finally locate the key and we go into the hall. The house is Victorian, all high ceilings and cornices, and packed with that favourite of every estate agent, original features. If it wasn't so dilapidated, it would be beautiful. The familiar scent of dog assaults our nostrils, along with a delicious, savoury, garlicky smell wafting from the kitchen. Hello, I call, hanging my coat on one of the only pegs that hasn't come loose from its moorings and made its way hopelessly to the floor. Zach shrugs out of his enormous parka and does the same. Through here, Mum calls. We make our way down the hall and into the kitchen, where she presides over a vast, bubbling vat of soup on the stove. Dad is doing the Guardian cryptic crossword at the battered pine table, its surface scored with scratches and burn marks. His long legs are stretched out and their elderly Westmorland terrier, Dotty, lies adoringly across his feet. As ever, he looks slightly too big for his surroundings, a Ken doll in a house built for miniature Sylvanian families. Here's my favourite grandson, Mum says, waving the wooden spoon cheerfully, silver bangles clanking together, splattering thick orange liquid across the worktop. She is tall too, with long, wild grey hair that defies any attempt to tame it, and still wiry and strong at 75.